RSM Central's Form Express.
Time for the Form Express. Mark Hunter's best bet there on Moe Cup Day. Race 3, number 11, is the Barman. And Harry White's best bet, race 9, number 11, Enjoy Elsie. Trainer Tony Newton's got a couple of chances as well engaged in this big race there today. And he is about to join us on RSN Central. Is he there? There he is. Good morning to you, Tony. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, Gareth.
I'm confident today, mate.
Yeah, reasonably.
Just getting up on my screen now. I've just lost my notes. What horse have you got in there today?
I've got one in the cup, Gareth.
Yeah, can you win?
I'm hoping so. I wouldn't be going there thinking otherwise. Fit mare. She's been in great form. Softer track's going to suit, so... Yeah, she's going to run really well.
And the conditions there look like they're going to be okay. They've had a little bit of rain overnight, but they're racing on a soft track.
Yeah, that will suit her, Gareth. She's got good form on tracks with a bit of give in it, so that's an advantage for her.
And you get gate number 5, and she's been in really good form. You must be really happy with the way that she's going.
Well, she's gone from a maiden this preparation into a cup, so... Yeah, if they all did that, you'd be pretty pleased.
All right, mate. So we should follow her today and hopefully you can take home that Moe Cup today. Great prize money. And hopefully the rain stays away for that club.
Yeah, well, I hope for the club, but not for me.
All right, mate. We appreciate your time. Good luck, Tony.
Good on you. Thanks, Gareth.
There's Tony Noonan there. Racing at Kembla Grange. Shane Montgomery's done his form. Good morning to you, Shane.
Good morning, Gareth. Good morning, listeners.
Where do we start with your specials?
Real early in race 1, number 2, Lower de Vega. Found another too good at his last 3 starts, but the last 2 of those, Gareth, have been in very high rating races for the class. She's been kept fresh for today. She's raced well fresh in the past, and she should do so again. That's race 1, number 2, Lower de Vega.
Okay, well then where do we go, mate?
Race 4, number 7, Sedona's, resuming after 2 lead-up trials. His effort at his only start so far was honest. He's been gelded since and he's much more suitably placed at this level. That's race 4, number 7, Sedona.
Okay, can I please have your quaddy?
Yes, sir. In the first leg, 1.467. The second leg, 1.389. The third leg, 1.289. And the last leg, 3.5, 6, and 10.
Thanks for that, Shane. Appreciate your time.
All the best. Bye-bye.
There's Shane Montgomery for his full set of tips. Head to our website, rsn.net.au. Racing at Mackay today, Chris Nelson joins us. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Where do we start with your specials?
Right at the top of the day. Race 1, number 4, Pure Rebel. I think Pure Rebel looks perfectly placed today. It's a race that hasn't got a lot of chances, only with the small field draws. An inside gate comes off a good second last time out. And we'll settle up in the first few for Chris Whiteley. So I think Pure Rebel can get away with that first race. That's race 1, number 4.
Okay, then where do we go?
Race 5, number 4, Jack Lancaster. He's got a good record here at Mackay. 4 starts over the distance for 2 wins and a third. Now, he parks handily from that good gate. He's very consistent. He comes off a win at Rocky 2 back and a second at Rocky last time out. Both in open handicaps behind good horses. We beat a good horse in Casino Thoughts. Then a good second to Mr. Phenomenal, that horse. That name no one can get right last time out. Now, he's about a $7 shot, so I think he's a good each-way bet today. He's race 5, number 4, Jack Lancaster.
And then where do we go, mate, to make some money today at Mackay?
Race 6, number 4, Ancient Aztec. Was formerly with Team Edmonds, had a 2 local start, both 4th, Rocky and Mackay. Just peaked late first up at about the 100-metre mark, then just outgunned even later. Here last time out, the margin was less than half a length. I think today's the day for him. Another one with a good draw, and Ronnie Stewart will take the ride. So I think Ancient Aztec can break through. Race 6, number 4.
And can I please have your quaddy?
You can. First leg, 2.345. Second leg, 1.234. Third leg, 1.4 and 8. And the final leg, 1 and 3.
Okay, mate, your best once again?
I would go with Ancient Aztec. Race 6, number 4 is the best of them.
Thanks for that, Chris.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Chris Nelson looking at Mackay. And time for a quick break on the other side of it. We'll talk a little bit of harness race.
RSM Central's Form Express.
Welcome back to the Form Express. Greyhound racing at Sandown tonight. Jason Adams has done the form and he joins us now. Good morning to you, Jason.
Good Good morning, Gareth.
Where do we start with your better bets on the program tonight?
We kick off race 5, number 2, Kraken Lightning, and I think she's the number one best on the card. I think clearly she is the one to beat in this race. She's got reliable speed. I think she can go around 29.50, which is a pretty solid time and sort of free-for-all company. That's certainly not the sort of opposition she's up against tonight. So I reckon she's out front calling the shots, running that sort of time. She's going to be hard to beat. So race 5, number 2, Kraken Lightning.
Okay, then where do we go?
We go to race number 7, number 3, a Rope Up River Jake. Of course, this is a Tab Melbourne Cup prelude, which we'll dig into shortly in the next hour. But we wind back the clock to about July, before the maturity. We heard from Jason Thompson in an article say there's two greyhounds to watch. One of them was this boy, Rope Up River Jake. The other one, Hooked on Scotch. We know what Hooked on Scotch has gone on to do. Rope Up River Jake hasn't reached those heights yet, but I reckon it's a matter of time before he really starts to loosen the shackles. I think he's much better drawn tonight near the rail. He was out in box 7 last weekend. It was a pretty good run, but I think he's going to appreciate the inside draw tonight. He's not a bad price too at around $5. So race 7, number 3, Roper River Jake.
Okay, and the final of your specials?
Final one, race 10, number 4 for the Alliance. Now, she's a bit of value. She's around $8. And the thought her run last start was pretty good, where she was in the final of the Geelong Oaks, of course, beaten by Mapunga Ryla, but she began pretty well. She held her own, and the run was better than it looked because the winner went so quick. So this is a field that's probably not as strong as what she's been up against recently. You look to who she's been beaten by. She Will Bloom, Roper River Jake, Sweet as M. So certainly none of those big names in this sort of field. So I think represents good value. That's race 10, number 4 for the Alliance.
Okay, mate. Can I please have your quaddy?
Quaddy, first leg, number 2, 1 out in the first leg, Kraken Lightning. Second leg, 2, 3, 5, 6. Third leg, 1, 3, 6, and the final leg, 2, 3, 7.
Thanks for that, mate. We'll catch up with you a little later on.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Jason Adams, and they're harness racing tonight at Kilmore. Blake Redden's done the form, and he joins us. Good morning, Blake.
Morning, Gareth.
Where do we start with your best bets?
It is a tricky program, but I don't mind race 1, number 11 on an each-way basis, Nuclear and Nikki. She's going to be double figures. Form card doesn't read spectacularly, but she made a couple of mistakes recently, and I think new camp, she's trialled okay at Bendigo. Wouldn't be surprised if she improved a little bit. Race 1, number 11, Nuclear Nikki at near double figures. And you can also play trifectas in race 4 around Flash Kai Valley to win. He'll come from off speed, fling about to be in front and out of trouble, but I think Flash Kai Valley will reel her in. So 6 to beat 1, then 3 and 5 for 3rd. Obviously, you don't have to go too wide there for 3rd in the small field, but obviously $2 for a full unit in the trifectas.
Okay, mate. What about your quaddy there, please?
Yeah, quaddy's interesting. First leg, 3 and 7. Happy to be pretty aggressive with the quaddy and hopefully get it rather than go wide and spend more. I think Nostra Beach is the class runner, but Bling It to the Max is interesting in that first leg. Second leg, happy to play again. Pretty wide, 1, 6 and 7. Leah Miller, Spring Delight and Royal Obsession. One out in the third leg, going style number 7, but not a total over the line job despite being odds on in that last leg. Numbers 1, 5 and 7, again, playing a bit wide there with the main hopes, but maybe dial back to spend a little bit on the quaddy and just hope we get a split somewhere.
Okay, just recapping your best.
My best race 1, number 11 each way, Nuclear Nikki.
All right, mate, go and get him. Thanks for that, Blake.
Thanks, Gareth.